It's gonna snow, ho, ho, right here in Dixie. All will be white overnight, it will be cold. On Christmas Day, hey, hey, right here in Dixie. We'll do-si-do in the snow, so I've been told.
I just realized after playing that, anyone who just tuned in is like, wait a minute, I thought it was going to be 70 degrees today. It is going to be 70 degrees today. Oh, man, I didn't mean that. I have played that song every winter on this show for the past 6 years, and it basically never made sense because we really haven't had winters. We've had pretty mild winters, no real snow days, honestly. But then this year, boom, all of a sudden, snow day after, let's just cancel because, you know, it's icy on the roadways. And Connecticut had a real winter. But the students also have now a bit of a problem, which is being in school later than we expected. So Westport Schools immediately jumped on finding a solution and not cutting into summertime too much. We are getting the details this morning from Superintendent of Westport Schools, Tom Scarese. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, it's going to be 70 degrees today, so don't worry. It's going to be fine. No snow today. Not today, Tom.
I didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. and speak to a consulting meteorologist. That's a good start to my day.
You're sort of like, no, please. Right. Well, actually, can we start there? Because I will say, before we talk about what Westport has decided to do to kind of tackle the snow day makeup issue, I think there are sometimes misconceptions because we have to make a call, right? So there have been some of these storms in last month. Some of them started on Sunday. No brainer. We got it. No school Monday. Yeah. Sure. But then there are times where there was a very, I don't even know, it was snowy. It was just a very slippery, awful morning. Horrible. And some school districts totally missed it. Like they kids were going in and we're like, what is happening? How does that work? As a superintendent, how do you manage snow days, making the call? When do you have to do it? How does that all work?
Well, it starts at 4 a.m. We have a group of districts down in Fairfield County, well, across the state, actually. You know, we hire a meteorologist to consult with to give us kind of personalized forecasts. And then we do a group call at about 4:10 a.m. just to see, you know, what's going on and kind of hear what everyone's doing. It's very, very local, though, Melissa, because it depends on the capacity of your Department of Public Works. Do they have the manpower, the bandwidth? Are they in? And there's literally some districts who ran out of salt. They ran out of salt and sand, and they called the superintendent and said, we can't do it. We don't have it. So that's very local. After that call, you know, I talked to any police department officers, maybe on patrol. You know, we talk to our maintenance team to see what it's like, you know, on our parking lots and all that. So that all takes place over the course of an hour or so, and I try to promise to make a final decision by 5:30 a.m.
So, okay, I don't know where Westport fell, so you could tell me this, Tom. You're the superintendent. What that morning, that it was either you got it or you missed it. I'm only because I know next door to you, Fairfield was one of the ones that missed it. And I only know this because our chief meteorologist works in Fairfield. And he's like, I can't believe we have school today. I mean, he said it on the air and I was like, oh, man. I mean, I know Stanford missed the mark. There were a couple that missed the mark. Did Westport that day?
It was actually the whole shoreline. Yes. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Our meteorologist that morning had predicted, that goes, I think, 2 weeks ago today, I think it was, our meteorologist predicted that we would get to 34, 35 degrees fairly early.
Mm.
And because we had a huge storm over that weekend right before there, he said there's so much treatment already on the street. As soon as that temperature goes up, you guys are good. Not even close. I mean, it was a disaster. And there's nothing worse than being the guy that has 5,000-plus kids and 1,000-plus employee safety in your hands. It was an awful morning. I sent out a message and apologized. You know, we're beholden to the forecast, but I always go conservative. That morning, it just kind of felt like, we're going to be good on the shoreline. And we weren't.
Well, and not for nothing, Tom, but then the next week, it was funny because all of a sudden, I you know, it's bad when the news lady gets the news last. I'm sitting here doing a regular show, and all of a sudden at 6:45, I'm getting calls from Stanford teachers, Darianne, lower Fairfield County, and they're like, "We're shutting down schools." And I'm like, "Wait, why? What am I missing here?" And it never really came to fruition. Nothing really happened, but it almost was like, "All right, well, we can't miss it this time." So I felt bad. I'm like, "Man, that is back-to-back weeks where it's like, listen, it's kind of, and not that there's no rhyme or reason, but it's like, you know, you got to make that call. Yep. And it's not as easy as, okay, well, people could just turn around and go back home. Like, it's really not that simple, I would imagine.
Now, there's two things there. So, number one, that was last Wednesday. And last Wednesday, the meteorologist was very clear. And John Baggioni's name. He's a great guy. He does a good job. But that morning, he had said that it was getting colder than he anticipated, and we would be experiencing a lot of icing. And I have to tell you, I could deal with snow. I grew up in New England. I think a lot of people are, you know, can drive in snow. Ice is a non-starter. We can't drive in ice. Mm-hmm. And his forecast was that you're gonna go into school with nothing at 8, 9 o'clock. And as soon as precipitation falls, even if it's rain, we had cold temperatures the night before. He's gonna freeze on contact. So a lot of us got skittish with that, and we called the day. Our problem, though, Melissa, is a lot of teachers don't live in the towns they work in.
Mm.
We have a lot of teachers that come from Trumbull and Newtown and that area that come to Westport. You're talking quite a few miles inland, and their journey, and then our bus drivers, none of our bus drivers live, as far as I know, in Westport, and they got to be there at 5 a.m. So it's not just the buses at 7 and 8 a.m., it's the personnel as well.
Right. No, but I think that this is the type of stuff, because I understand from a news standpoint and just as a mom in general, I totally get, because it's funny, our superintendent here in Milford, I love her. I think she's great. But she'll make calls like hours, like the night before. And I'll think to myself, Dr. Kataya, what's going on here? But I also appreciate the fact that it's like, hey, she's making that call because of exactly what you just said. I have no clue where these teachers are coming from, where the buses are coming from, you know, and you have to sort of like weigh the bad with the good, and you got to catch these people before they leave their house at 4 a.m., which, you like, to your point, if you're meeting at 4 a.m., you've already missed them. So, but there's no, I feel like there's no rhyme or reason. Does this keep you up at night? Am I just bringing nightmares to your day? This is a horrible way for you to start the day. I'm sorry. It's terrible.
I'm a few minutes away from my office, and it's sunny and almost 40 degrees. I'm having a little bit of PTSD right now, so.
Perfect. Well, that's what I'm good at. I'm really good at bringing people's days down. All of a sudden, Connecticut decided to have a winter like we used to have growing up, you know, 30 plus years ago when I was a kid, listening to WICC, hoping, waiting that they would say my school was closed. It was the best. But now here we are 30 years later, and now I've got my kid who is like, wait a minute, hold on. What do you mean I got to make up these school days? So that's the realm I'm in right now. And we've got Superintendent Tom Scarese here, who's also in that realm for Westport Public Schools. And Westport is, I'm sure, Tom, this is probably an approach that many schools are taking, but Westport made headlines first, so you get first dibs. Tell us how Westport is responding, because you've now had how many snow days for the calendar year?
I think the total is 6 right now, and we had a couple of delayed openings as well.
Okay. So, first of all, how many days are you required to do in a school year?
So, state statute requires 180 school days before June 30th. That's your last possible school day, June 30th.
Okay. And so, at what point do you realize we got to figure out making up these days, either adding them on at the end or replacing what was already on the calendar day as like a professional day for teachers or something? At what point do you realize we got to make that up?
So it was over February, really, where we saw this pattern of storms kept disrupting. We also take a full February vacation, which is a bit unique to Fairfield County. Most of the state does a four-day weekend, and my understanding, I've been in Westport 6 years, and it's never come up that we should revisit the February vacation. So second half of February, the day's starting to tick up, and it was the last storm that we realized, okay, you know, continuity of instruction here is really important. I recommended two things. Number one, at all costs, I try to protect our professional development days. Those days are incredibly important for our faculty. We have a very ambitious agenda when it comes to professional learning. You and I have talked about our AI agenda and so forth. A lot of training involved in that. The first decision that I had made, I recommended to the board, was to take our full March 20th Professional Development Day and make it a student instructional day. And it was a tough decision because we need those training days, but to get this get out of this choppiness that we had in February and get to some nice, steady, smooth weeks of instruction right through April vacation to get those 6 weeks together.
Hmm.
Second recommendation I made was to take our school calendar, which we go 182 days in Westport. A lot of districts will go above and beyond the 80. We go 182, is to take that and reduce it to 180, so our students will be dismissed on June 18th. And that was really to avoid going into the fourth week of June for instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, I don't know about you, but, you know, I went to college 100 years ago, but when I went to college, my orientation was late in August, right before I started.
Right.
There are a lot of colleges who do orientations now in June for their students. There's even some of our underclassmen. I had a family that has a junior who has an excellent opportunity at Cornell, and it starts that fourth week in June.
Oh,
and
wow.
There's still going to be a high school student this year, but it's just an enrichment opportunity. And then there are countless camps that our families have already paid towards.
Right.
That start that fourth week. So, yeah, we're just trying to avoid that fourth week if at all possible. Here's the rub. Our calendar has language that says we will go all the way up to June 24th and then start taking days from April vacation. So we did use judgment and say we're going to go against that language and we're going to do our best to avoid that fourth week of instruction in June. Those were our two decisions.
Okay. So first of all, can I just tell you, thank you for explaining the February break thing. I got to be honest because, yes, when I was a kid growing up in the 90s, we also had a full week off in February. Now, a million years later, I am raising a kid and we get the four-day weekend. And I'm like, why did they do that? Now I understand. So they did that to avoid the snow day debacle thing. Gotcha. Yep. Didn't realize that. Yep. Thank you for clarifying, because I've been wondering that in the 7 years I've been raising my son. I'm like, what gives? Why did we do that? Got it. At least that's how our district works. We have a four-day weekend instead of the week. But the other thing, that's interesting. So in your – that's what – is that like a town statute or something that you start – that you'd have to tick off from the April break? Like, that's it. Like, I mean, you've overrided it, essentially, but that is interesting. So that's like a town-to-town decision, basically. But you're not going to touch
every
April
town break. Has, yeah. Yeah, because we could technically just keep going right through to June 30th and just add days on to the end. We could do that. It's really locally, the culture drives a lot of that. And our parent population was pretty vocal. Not unanimous. Nothing's unanimous, by the way.
No, never.
But pretty vocal that going into that fourth week is problematic for a lot of reasons. It's those, you know, college orientations for some kids, some special programs for high school kids, and then for our younger kids, a lot of those camps will start June 22nd, and parents have already committed finances to that, and I felt an obligation that this was the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I think it's one of the downsides of honestly, how expensive, but also how booked out good camps get, because I fall in that realm as well. It's the worst. I mean, and here's the other thing too, that I feel like, you know, you could obviously speak to from the teacher standpoint, but I always wondered when they would tack on days at the end of the year, I'm like, are we just meeting an obligation? Like, to me, there's got to be some learning loss there where you're like, oh, I owe 3 days. So what are those 3 days in June when it's nice out and no one wants to be there? What do those actually look like versus the approach Westport went with, which is, hey, you know, we need those professional development days. Sorry, but we're going to have to kind of, you know, pivot a little bit, and we're going to have to shave off the 182 to 180. Because ultimately, I always look at those last couple of weeks, Tom, honestly, maybe not at the high school level, but certainly middle and even elementary. I'm like, what is actually getting done? Nothing's happening. And people just pull their kids out anyways. It's crazy.
Yeah, you've got 180 days, right, that were mandated. Not everyone counts the same. I'm sorry. I mean, that March 20th day is going to be much greater bang for your buck instructionally than June 22nd, June 23rd. I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah, you're agreeing.
So What we're doing is we're going to create a three-day professional development academy, June 22, 23, 24. It's sustained time. You know, we'll get the most that we can out of it. I mean, everyone's head's in a different place, kid and adult in June. We all know that.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our best to make those days meaningful for our teachers and engaging. But to really grab that day back on March 20th, it was when we started to get to 4 and 5 snow days, and it was so choppy, we felt it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your approach, Tom Scarese. And again, thank you so much for breaking it all down. And again, I'm really sorry if I brought you back some not so great thoughts of the winter. But I mean, at least you've had a break the last few years. You said you've been in this role now for 6 years. The first 5 were pretty okay, you know?
Yeah.
Not terrible with snow days.
This is a throwback winter, New England throwback winter, no doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tom Scarese, thank you so much for what you do, Superintendent of Schools in Westport. And thanks for always joining us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're very welcome. Have a great school day.